Just the returners, Boykin and Deshaun, they haven't went to the house this year, but that's a pretty good tandem that Eagles present.
Good group, slippery group, you know, very slippery. All of them are explosive. You know, they can make you miss in a phone booth, you know. So guys that can hit it, they're capable of making big plays. So we've got to do a really nice job in coverage, you know, in terms of stopping their returners.
Will this be the best duo you all have seen thus far?
Yes, it will be. Obviously, we know what Deshaun can do. He can make plays. You have to respect him for that. Boykin has the speed to go make plays. 13 is another one that can go out there and make some plays for him. He does a nice job for him as well. Very slippery. Gets it up the field. He'll return some punts. So,
seems like the kid Matt McBryer is kicking it pretty well. 49.3 yards. Average.
You know, he's got a really fast handle. You know, he's obviously getting a second chance now. So, but he's doing a nice job punting the ball, turning the ball over, flipping the field for him in some backed up situations. You know, so he's doing a nice job. Yep.
Henry, he's a old SEC kid of longer 49. How dangerous is he, and is his range beyond that?
Yeah, I think you can get him out to 55, 56. He does have touchback capabilities as well. You know, as a kickoff guy, but field goal wise, he gets the ball up fast, and he's smooth. You know, so he's got a strong leg. I worked him out, and I remember him at Nebraska, and he's got the right head. He can get the ball. He can get the ball up and go take care of business. So,
Coach Smith said that you guys would spend last week kind of doing a self-scout, self-evaluation. How did things turn out for you and looking at everything from the first 6 weeks of the season?
We'll hit that on a weekly basis, but, from a self-scout standpoint, what we're basically doing is looking at things that we can get better at and things that maybe we've gotten away with that hadn't quite hit us or hurt us, but it's on the other team's mind. They see it. They know it's there. You know, it's exposed. It's our DNA. And like we say, always be careful about what you put on tape. So there's some things, I won't go into detail, there's some things that we have to fix, or we're going to get ourselves in some trouble. We've been getting away with it, and we got to clean some of that stuff up. So, but it was a good week of work. We went out and spent some time on it yesterday or Monday in practice, and looking forward to this week getting back at it.